Doctor Who, The Crawling Terror by Mike Tucker. Read by Niamh McIntosh. Prologue. Gabby Nichols gave a deep sigh of relief. She had been starting to think that Wayne was never going to stop crying. Watching him now, curled up in the blankets of his cot, silent and content. It was difficult to believe that this was the same red-faced, screaming baby that she had been carrying around the house for the last hour. Not for the first time that evening, Gabby wished that her husband were here. Wayne always seemed to go to sleep more quickly in the arms of his father. Roy Nichols was part of the team building the new high-speed rail link between London and the South West. It had meant relocating from their house in Manchester and renting one down here in Wiltshire, but it was a 7-year contract and it paid well. The downside was that Roy was doing a lot of shift work. Gabby had barely seen him over the last 3 nights. She gave another sigh. At least he was going to be back at the weekend. In the meantime, she had promised herself that as soon as Wayne was asleep, she was going to treat herself to a couple of hours in front of the TV with a DVD box set of Call the Midwife and a glass of wine. Turning on the baby monitor, she closed the door to Wayne's room and started to make her way downstairs. As on every other night that she had been here alone, Gabby was struck by how utterly silent their new house was. She had been brought up in Manchester and had lived in cities all her life. She was used to the constant background hum of traffic and aircraft, and the constant yellow glow of streetlights. Here the silence was total, and the nights. Gabby had never known such a complete darkness, or seen so many stars in the night sky. As her thoughts drifted back to the house that she had left behind, Gabby felt the same pang of uncertainty that had plagued her ever since they had arrived in Ringstone. It wasn't that they hadn't been made welcome. On the contrary, the villagers had gone out of their way to make them feel at home. Their cottage on the edge of the village green was huge compared to their old house, and the children were going to be able to grow up in clean air and beautiful surroundings. Her daughter Emily was already starting to drop unsubtle hints about wanting a pony. It was just a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?